Torah Way, Northwest London, Wednesday, Zion Shvat, 20th of January, Harav Shimon Gurovitz Shlita, Parsha theme.
In the Kodesh of Pesach, in Piyut Dayenu, we start off as follows. Ilu Yitzionim Mitzrayim, V'loi Oso Behem Shvotim, which is referring, of course, to Lamachus. Ilu Oso Behem Shvotim, V'loi Oso Be'lihehem, Ilu Oso Be'lihehem, that was the destruction of the Avodah Zarah, V'loi Horag, the questions asked, Ilu Oso Behem Shvotim is in reference to the Makkos. One of the Makkos was Makkos B'chayres. So why does it then subsequently say again, Ilu Horag Es B'chayreim? Why is Makkos B'chayres enumerated separately?
That's
the
one about the mouth.
Okay. So Briskerov already asked the question. The Briskerov says as follows. It's brought down in various places. The scroll says as follows. It says, "V'gamis ha'goy asher yavoidu don anoichi." The nation, in our case the Mitzrayim, that put them in bondage and was v'avodim v'inuois and afflicted them, don anoichi, they will be judged and punished. Says Rashi, don anoichi b'esamakis. Subsequently we find in Shmois, in Perek, Dalet, Posikav, Gimel, Par is warned, Shalaches B'ni, by the Ribbon Hashem, Shalaches B'ni V'yav Duni. V'atimon L'shalchoi, Hine Onoichi Hoireg Es Bincha B'chirecha. In other words, Makkos B'chayres had within it another role, punishing Paroi for not allowing them to leave. So Makkos B'chayres played a dual role. Besides for being part of the judgment for the V'avodum V'inu O'isom, it was also going to be utilized as a means to punish Paroi if he refused the request to let Klal Yisrael out. Says the Briskerov that seeing this Horag Es B'chayreim had within it another element, it wasn't just a punishment for the V'avodim V'inu O'isom, it was also as a means of persuasion and a subsequent punishment to Paroi for not letting Klal Yisrael out. Therefore, Ilu Horag Es B'chayreim is mentioned separately. That's the vote of the Briskerov. But there's another question we can ask on the Piyut Dayenu. There seems to be something which is somewhat out of order. What came first? Makkos B'chayres or Oso Be'lihehem, the destruction of the idols of the Mitzrayim? If you have a look at the Pasuk says as follows. The Pasuk says in Parashas Boy, in Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud Beis, when Paru is given the warning, so the Pasuk says, and orders them in the following manner. The Pasuk says,
so what comes first?
Makkos B'chayres comes first. And then, subsequently, so the order in the Piyut of Dayenu seems to be incorrect. Why does it say Ilo Oso Be'lehem V'loi Horag Es B'chayreim? Harigas HaB'chayrim came before the Oso Be'lehem. And the Mefarshim speak about this as well. Let me ask you another question. So that's one difficulty that we have to understand. The Briskerov answers why Makkos B'chayres is written separately, but we're still left with a problem in the order. Maybe eventually we'll give an answer which will be an answer to both of those questions. We mentioned Makkos B'chayres in Tefillah, both in Tefillah Shachris and in Tefillahs Arvis. But there is a difference. In Tefillahs Arvis, we say, "Amakbe Avrosi Kol B'chayr Mitzrayim." Yitzisam Yisrael Mitechem L'chayrus Eilam. But no mention is made of the redemption of the B'chayr Yisrael. We just speak about the destruction of B'chayrei Mitzrayim. Yet you have a look at Tefillah Shachris. We say as follows: Kol b'chayreim horokta uv'chayrcha ka'alta. In Shachris, we speak about the redemption of the B'chayre Yisrael, and in Arvis, we make no mention of the redemption of the B'chayre Yisrael. Why the difference? That's another question that we can pose. Let me now turn to a very well-known question, and that is as follows. We say in the pasuk that we already quoted before from this week's Sedra, V'avalti be'etz Mitzrayim b'layla hazeh, V'keisi kol b'chayim me'etz Mitzrayim, Odova b'heimo, V'chol elehei Mitzrayim es ha-shvotim ani Hashem. So the Baal HaGoda darshens this pasuk. He says as follows, V'avalti be'etz Mitzrayim b'layla hazeh, ani v'loi malach. V'keisi kol b'chayim me'etz Mitzrayim, Odova b'heimo, ani v'loi sorof. And then the post finishes off on the Hashem, and he who will I achim. So the way that the Baal HaGoda darshens this posuk is that the Ribbono Hashem did makas b'chayres b'chvoidai uviyatzmoi. And yet later on in the parsha, we find v'loyitein amashchis. V'loyitein amashchis. The Ribbono Hashem didn't allow the mashchis to enter. Botei Yisrov v'loyitein amashchis lo v'yel boteichem lingoy. What's going on over here? Was it Anihu v'loy ache? Was it the Ribbono Hashem b'chvoido v'atzmoi, or was there an involvement of a mashchis? How do we put these things together? I'd like to quote to you a memra that's brought down as a hakdoma to Maseches Smochus, which you might be aware of. A memra from Rabbi Yechanan. Maseches Smochus, of course, is Brises. But at the beginning of Maseches Smochus, which deals with Hilchos Aveidos Lo Yaleinu, there's Akdoma, which is from Rabbi Yechanan, which is brought down in all the Gemoras that print Maseches Smochus. It says as follows: Vayi b'chatzi alaylo hikka kol b'chayr b'eretz Mitzrayim. It appears that when the Maseches Smochus take place, b'chatzi alaylo asks the memra as follows: K'siv in Parshas Bamidbar and in Parshas Baleischo. Kiri kol b'choy b'vnei Yisrael, b'yoyim ha'koysi kol b'choy. So the question is as follows: did it take place b'layla, or did it take place b'yoyim? Amar Rabbi Yechanan said Rabbi Yechanan as follows: Afal pi shehiko isom makas moves b'chatzi alayla. Although in the middle of the night the Ribbono Shel Olam went around and dealt every b'choy Mitzrayim a deathly blow, hoisom nafsho mefar prom behem ad aboike. They didn't die at that point in time. They were goisasim, but their souls hadn't yet left their bodies. Until when? Ad haboike. So Rabbi Yechanan teaches us that Makas B'chayres took place in two stages. First, there was the deathly blow that was dealt by Et Chatzi HaLayla. But at that point in time, the B'chayrim didn't die, and they only died the next day. As I state doch in the memra of Rabbi Yechanan. The truth is that this is utilized to answer a difficulty. He kills all the Bukhairim. Pashtus. Paroi and the Mitzrayim all of a sudden get all excited. Paroi goes running around in the middle of the night, calls Moshe Ba'aron, Kumu Tzumi Teichami, get out of here as quickly as possible. And then he was joined by the Mitzrayim, Vatechzak Mitzrayim Alaom, Leman Shalchom Alaoretz. They tried to hurry Klal Yisrael out as quickly as possible. And the questions asked, what was their panic? What was their rush? What did they hope to gain? What had happened? Had happened. Those that were nigzer to be killed had died already with Chatzi Alayla. And everybody else was left untouched. So what was the worry? What was the concern? What was the Vatechzak Mitzrayim Alaom? What was the problem? Sorry? On Ben Salayda? Which posuk are you? What, when they tried to? Did they come with Shalom Alayna? You come to me, take a camera, and you look into Hashem Kedavarachem. Imagine, I'm Amru Kulonu Meisim. What was their pachat? So the Kerem HaTzvi, that's my elder Zayd of Siyash Ferber, says as follows: with this member of Rabbi Yechanan, we can understand. They were still alive. The Bukhairim were all alive. They were in deathly straits, but they hadn't died yet. And that was the pachad. Pachad was that they were about to die, and perhaps we can still save the situation. Let's get rid of them all, and let's try and save the situation. So according to this memory of Rabbi Yechiden, we can understand the panic, we can understand why they were hoping still to achieve that the deathly blow shouldn't actually kill them. Now if we utilize Rabbi Yechiden, Rabbi Yechiden tells us that Max B'chayrish took, was in two stages. The Hakor was Be'emtza Alayla, but the Misa was the next morning. Perhaps we can utilize this to answer the question that we asked earlier. Ani Hashem, ani hu v'loi acher. And then it says, v'loi yitein ha-mashkes. Was it done by the Ribbono Shel Olam? Or was it done by the mashkes? So one could say as follows, the vavalti ve'eretz Mitzrayim be'emtza ha-layla, the hakoat chatzois, on that we darshan the poskin na'agoda, ani Hashem, ani hu v'loi acher. That was performed by the Ribbono Shel Olam b'chvoidoi uve'atzmoi. But that was only the beginning of the story. The next morning, those that had been dealt that deathly blow were all put to death. That was already done by the Mashkis. So we could utilize this to answer that question. Rashub Motsasi, as the Chasam Sofer and Chuvas in Sofer and Chuvas in Yeridea, in Chuvas Shim Memvov Ois Yud Beis, in a Chuvah they wrote to his Shver Rabbi Kiva Eger, he actually suggests this as an answer to Vloyitin HaMashkis. There's a Pirish on Maseches Mochas, which is written by the Nachlas Yaakov. And the Nachlas Yaakov says as follows. Nachlas Yaakov brings down a Gemara in Sanhedrin, in Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. The Gemara says as follows. Shoal Haimina L'Rabavo. This Min came to Rabavo, and he says as follows. El Akechen Koyen Hu. Yodi Boyneshem is a Koyen. How do I know? Tichsev vayikchuli truma. The Ribbono Shel Olam says vayikchuli truma. Only a kohen can take truma. So said the min to Rabbi Avol. The Ribbono Shel Olam is a kohen. So says chodacha. Grace kasha says the min. The Ribbono Shel Olam put Moshe Rabbeinu to death. Bichvoidu v'matzmoi. But my toggle. How was the Ribbono Shel Olam attired himself? And the Gemara over there brings down Rabbi Avol's answer exactly how the Ribbono Shel Olam was attired himself. Now, Tais over there asks the following question. Tais over there in Sanhedrin Daflamates asks as follows. He asks that the Min should have had another question. How could the Ribbono Shel Olam put Moshe Rabbeinu to death? Let's not worry about the Torah. But how could he put Moshe Rabbeinu to death if the Ribbono Shel Olam is a Kohen? A Kohen Tozach Nisht? Metamazan. Kohen's not allowed to be Metame himself. Says Tosfos, that's not a question at all. Yisrael nikru bonim lamokoim, as it says, b'ni b'chayri Yisrael. When a kohen meg matama zayin talat matama for kroivim, for zayin kroivim rachmon litzlon, is because Moshe Rabbeinu was part of the b'ni b'chayri Yisrael. Therefore, the Ribbono Shel Olam was allowed to be matama himself for Moshe Rabbeinu. The question only was, how was the Ribbono Shel Olam matay himself? Ask the Nachlas Yaakov. I've got a different question. For Makis B'chayrus. Makis B'chayrus, the Ribbono Shel Olam went down, went round, Bechvoidu V'atzma, Ani Hashem, Ani Uvalayacha, and like a halga the B'chayrim, he killed the B'chayrim. How could he do that? The Ribbono Shel Olam is a Kohen. A Kohen tells the Chishmat Hamazayim. A Kohen is still Matama Magam Masa, Nish Boil, but Adam Kiyom is Boil. Matama Magam Masa is still Matama. Adam, Adam Kruim Adam Vein, Evdi Chum Kruim Adam, or Magam Masa is still Matama.
Bed.
What?
Only died in the morning.
What did he say?
Have to touch them.
I hear. I hear. I hear. There's no Tumas oil. I hear. I hear. That's the catch. That's the story.
Same with Moshe.
You
see the same with Moshe. Zot Nachas Yaakov.
According to this memra, it's the Shvet. The Ribbono Shel Olam didn't kill them. The Ribbono Shel Olam just dealt them the deathly blow. He made them goisasim, but didn't actually kill them. He says, with that you can explain why this memory is written as the hakdoma to Maseches Mochas. How does Maseches Mochas start? Hagoisas hariu kechai lechol dovo. A goisas is still considered alive. He's not matama tumas mace. He doesn't have a din mace. V'yazoi veisman hagoisas hariu kechai lechol dovo. The Ribbono Shel Olam did makas b'chayres. He made them goisasim, and that was okay. So Hagdomas, the Agos, Haruk Chayim the Choldova says, Nachas Yaakov, we bring down this memory. That's what the Nachas Yaakov says. So we see from the Nachas Yaakov as well, the Ribbono Shloim dealt the deathly blow, but the Nachas Yaakov's assumption is that the Ribbono Shloim didn't kill them. The killing was done by the Mashkas, the second from the Nachas Yaakov. Now we know that because of Machas Bechoyres and the salvation of the Yiddish Bechoyrim became Kodesh to the Ribbono Shloim. As it says in Parash Bamidbar, so they were sanctified to the Ribbono Shloim. Why? Because now there were two stages of Makas Bechoyres. Stage one, Vayhi Bechatzi Alayla, and stage two, Vayhi Makoisi Kol Bechoyer, the next morning. What brought about the sanctification, the Kedusha of the Bechoyerim? The morning. Now we've got to understand. Why was it the Hariga in the morning that brought about the sanctification of Bechoyrei Yisrael? The Hakor by night was already a wonderful salvation. The Mitzrayim were dealt a deathly blow. This was the beginning of it all. And the Bechoyrei Yisrael were left. And they were saved from any Hakor. So why was it only the morning and what happened in the morning that brought about the sanctification of Bechoyr Yisrael? Now perhaps we can explain as follows. We've already said that who performed the Hakor by night? Ani Hashem Ani Uvalayach. Ani Hashem Ani Uvalayach, the fact that the Ribbono Shloim was Mavchin and killed the Bechoyr Mitzrayim and gave a Hakor to the Bechoyr Mitzrayim and left the Bechoyr Yisrael alone. In other words, the Ribbono Shloim targeted accurately who was supposed to be smitten and who not. Is that a chiddush? Pashut. Ribbono Shloim b'mechvoid v'atzmoy avada is going to target those that are meant to be targeted and left those that are supposed to be left alone. That wasn't a cause for the sanctification of Bechoyr Yisrael. Who did the job in the morning? Who killed them in the morning? The Mashkis. What do we know about Mashkis? Kiven, Sheniten, Rishus, Lamashkis, Lahashkis, Enemachim. Once a Mashkis is left on the rampage, once a Mashkis is left alone, Rachmona Litzlon. So when were the Bechoyrei Yisrael in deathly danger? The next morning. Next morning when the Mashkis came along to perform his job. Kiven, Sheniten, Rishus, Lamashkis, Lahashkis, Deh Bechoyr, Yeneh Bechoyr. It's not the derech for mashkes to be mavchin. And afal became v'le'itin ha-mashkes, the Ribbono Shloim was mishana the mahalach, and the Ribbono Shloim didn't allow the mashkes to go in, and therefore the Bechoyrei Yisrael were saved. So that is why we find that the sanctification of the Bechoyrei Yisrael was a result of the hatzolah from what actually took place by day, and not a result of that kor at night. And I found the Chasam Sof actually says this point as well. Now let's come back to the question that we asked on the Tefillah, that we find that the Gulas Bechoyr Yisrael is only mentioned in Ezes Havaseinu, Bechoycha, Kol Bechoyrim Ogto, Bechoycha Ga'olto, and there's no mention made in Tefillah's Arvis. Hamak Bevros Kol Bechoyrim Yisrael, and there's no mention of Gulas Yisrael there. I once saw a vote from the Pshlema Zalman, Akuta Kasha, and I gavalti Geteretz. Pshlema Zalman asks as follows. He says, we mention Makas Bechoyrus and Yitzis Mitzrayim in Ma'ariv, and we mention Makas Bechoyrus and Yitzis Mitzrayim in Shachris. He says, we will see a difference, and actually Tefillah Shachris is very, very difficult to understand. What do we say at night in Tefillah Arvis? Hamakeh bevrosoi kol Bechoyrim Mitzrayim, vayoytzis am Yisrael mitoichom lecheres oylom. What comes first? What comes second? Makas Bechoyrus comes first. Hamakeh bevrosoi kol Bechoyrim Mitzrayim. And what comes next? Perfect. That was the Seidat volume. First Makas Bechoyrus and then Yitzias Mitzrayim. What do we say in Shachris? We say as follows. Mimitzrayim galtona Hashem Elokeinu umiveis avodim pedisonu. Kol Bechoyrim arokto v'cheicha galto. What do we say first? Yitzias Mitzrayim and then Makas Bechoyrus. So first of all, why do we differentiate? And Tefillah Shachris is the wrong way around. Makas Bechoyrus came first. Says Reb Shlomo Zalman, with this memra, at the beginning of Maseches Mochos, we can explain what's going on. There were two stages to Makkos B'chayrus. There was the happening by night and the happening by day. What took place at night? Hamakkah Be'evrosay. What took place by day? Kobachareyem Harokta. At night we speak about the events of the night in Yetzias Mitzrayim. Hamakkah Be'evrosay Kobachareyem Mitzrayim. Vayotis Amisol Mitoichom L'cheiros Oilom. There was the Hakor, and what took place after the Hakor? The Geula. In Esos Avisenu, which we say by day, we commemorate the day happenings. What happened by day? The B'chorim were killed. Harokta. What happened first? Tzadisol had already been told, you're free to go. So we switch it round. Mitzrayim Galton Hashem Elokeinu V'Yisavon V'Sonu Kol B'chorim Harokta. That's the order of events by day, says Reb Shlomo Zalman. That's the chiluk between Ma'ariv and Shacharis. And note the Loshon, Ma'ariv's Hamakkah Be'evrosay, and then Shacharis say, Kol B'chayreihem Ha Rokta. What?
From the Chochmah
Yisrael
Ge'olto is something that really happened in the night, though.
One second. So that's the chiluk that Reb Shlomo Zalman makes. Hashtag Ha'ora, and I think a gewaltike pshat with the Akdoma of Maseches Mochos. So I think with this, we can answer the question that we asked. Why is B'chorcha Ge'olta only mentioned B'shachris and not by Arvus? We already brought down that when B'chor Yisrael sanctified, as a result of what? They were sanctified as a result of what happened by day and not what happened by night. By night wasn't a Yeshua because the Ribbono Shel did B'chvoid of Atzmoy. So when was the Yeshua of the B'chor Yisrael? Only by day because Kivan Shenit and Rishus, the Mashchis, the Hashchis. Ma'ariv, we speak about what happened by night. By night we don't mention B'chor Ge'olta because the night was done by the Ribbono Shel Olam and the B'chor Yisrael were never in danger. In the morning when we speak about the events by day, B'choreihem Harokta, at that point in time the B'chor Yisrael were endangered. And in fact, as a result of the Yom HaKosi Kol B'chor, that there was a Ikdash Tomoisom Li. So that's why in Shacharis we mention B'choreihem Harokta or B'chor Ge'olta. Because it was in the day, the events of the day, the Ariga by day, where we see the Geulas of the B'chor Yisrael. Now let's go back to the Piyut of Dayenu, and I think it all fits in very nicely. We start off. Ilo Hotzionim Mitzrayim, V'loy Osoban Shvotim. We're speaking about the Makkos that led up to the Yitzia. Ilo Hotzionim Mitzrayim, V'loy Osoban Shvotim, Dayenu. And we asked, why is Arigas B'chayrim separate from Shvotim? And number two, we asked that the Seder is wrong because Osab Elehem should have been after Makkos B'chayrim. I think with this memra of Maseches Mochos, I think we can answer it very, very simply. We're speaking about the Makkos, which brought about the Yitzia. Makkos B'chayrus was part of that. The Harigas B'chayrim took place after they'd already been allowed to go out of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim Galton Hashem Elokeinu Mitzavod Sonu Kol B'chayrim Harokta. The Hariga was after they'd already been freed. Therefore, the Harigas HaB'chayrim wasn't part of the Shvotim which brought about Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Hakor was, but not the Hariga. Therefore, Ilo Osabem Shvatim, of course, incorporates the Hakor, but it doesn't incorporate the Ariga, which didn't play a part in the actual Yetziah of Mitzrayim. Therefore, Ilu Osabelehem Veloy Horagas B'chayrim, Harigas HaB'chayrim is mentioned separately. Because Harigas HaB'chayrim wasn't part and parcel of the Shvatim which brought about Yetziah's Mitzrayim. And the Seder is also Poshet. The Poshet tells us, Pasuk Yud Beis, that first came Makkos B'chayrus. We're speaking about the Hakor, not the Hariga. The Hakor preceded the destruction of the Avodah Zarah, which also took place that night. But the Hariga took place, the next morning. So the order of events was the Hakor, the destruction of their idols, and then the next morning, the Hariga. So the Seidin Dayenu is Meduktek Moit. Ilu Haitzionim Mitzrayim Velei Osobem Shvotim. Ilu Osobem Shvotim Velei Osobelehem, which took place Boisa Laila. Ilu Osobelehem Velei Horagas B'chayrem the Arigas HaBachorim took place the next morning. So this Memra, at the beginning of Masech Smochas, solves for us a lot of difficulties.
Very good,
excellent. Max Tuchelis, yeah. That's the Makis.